Greetings to the brightest audience in the country. I am Bob Enyart, the pastor of Denver Bible Church. Every day, I am not exaggerating, every day, extraordinary things happen in our effort to advance the personhood wing of the pro-life movement and to keep the child-killing regulators on the defensive. Now, I'll give you two things that have happened today. Two things. The big thing first, they're both big. The Judge Roy Moore thing first? No, second. We'll keep Judge Roy Moore for second. Okay, just got an email today from a pro-life leader who is, he's a board member of a state Right to Life group. He's the president of a local Right to Life group. He's the board member of a major city Right to Life group, so he's very involved. And he said, Bob, I'm coming out to Colorado because I'm marking some vacation days to come out there. I want to get involved. I am new to this healthy, overdue debate on pro-life strategy. There is great urgency. I am very excited to learn where I can contribute. Calendar mark, we'll plan vacation days. That's exciting. He's coming out here to talk with Brian Rohrbaugh, president of Colorado Right to Life, and Leslie Hanks, and those of us involved in this personhood effort to advance the personhood wing of the pro-life movement and to keep the child-killing regulators on the defensive. And now to the second point, Judge Roy Moore. He's a neat guy, right? He is the former Chief Justice of the Alabama State Supreme Court. And think about that. States have, they have city courts and county courts, county judges, then they have district courts, and their state appellate system, and then they have their state Supreme Court. And so if you're a justice on a state Supreme Court, that's pretty cool. And then each state Supreme Court has their chief justice. So Judge Roy Moore is a strong, conservative, pro-life Christian who was his state's chief justice on the Alabama State Supreme Court. Well, a few years ago, he thought having the Ten Commandments around is a good idea when you're talking about law and justice. So he had a monument to the Ten Commandments in the lobby of the courthouse that he presided over. And, of course, the liberals, being the beautiful people and into tolerance and diversity and free speech and all that, they demanded that the Ten Commandments be removed. And so eventually that fight resulted in not only the Ten Commandments being removed, but also Judge Roy Moore being removed. So that's the courage of somebody who's willing to risk his career to honor God. That's pretty cool. Now, it was bizarre because Dr. James Dobson went down there to Alabama to fight on behalf of Judge Roy Moore, and the lead prosecutor against Judge Roy Moore was a Republican judge who then focused on the family and National Right to Life. They were lobbying for this same person who prosecuted Judge Roy Moore to be confirmed as a federal judge. And they actually succeeded. That's the inanity of the whole National Right to Life Republican obsession, that you have wicked judges doing wicked things, ruling to kill Terri Schiavo, for example, kill Baby 10 in Texas, and National Right to Life, and even Focus on the Family, will tell us these are pro-life, good judges. So it's rather bizarre. But at any rate, Judge Roy Moore, so he's the kind of guy that we like. We love him. But the sad thing is, being a judge, you know, being a lawyer, it's hard to be a lawyer in America and to not be a legal positivist and not be sucked into the whole humanist lie. Well, we have wanted to reach out to Judge Roy Moore about helping us with our personhood wing of the pro-life movement, but he had been praising the ruling, the partial birth abortion ruling, which is so obviously wicked. And he came to speak at Birmingham, Alabama a few weeks ago. I spoke on a Monday night, Tuesday night. Judge Roy Moore spoke on a Thursday night. I had already flown back to Denver. But there's a few hundred Christian pro-lifers in Birmingham who really knew, they found out that this partial birth abortion ruling was brutally wicked and should not be praised. So Judge Roy Moore is there, and he says to the same group I spoke to 2 days earlier, said something positive about the ruling, and there was no applause. So that's awkward, right? When you have an applause line and it falls flat. So then after his talk, a number of people went up to him to urge him to reconsider the ruling because the ruling was evil. It's not pro-life. It's not good. It's not a step in the right direction. It codifies late-term abortion techniques in federal law for the whole country and for any state that allows late-term abortion up through third trimester abortions. And it's just flat-out evil. So the sad thing was, as of yesterday, Judge Roy Moore was published the latest in WorldNet Daily saying something, you know, basically saying good things about the ruling. Well, he called the Reverend Flip Benham today. And you're hearing this first. This is a world exclusive right here on Bob and Yurt Live. Judge Roy Moore called the National Director of Operation Rescue, Operation Save America, the Reverend Flip Benham. And now you are getting this secondhand from me. But Lord willing, we'll get Judge Roy Moore on the show next week. Later next week, I'm going to dig up dinosaur bones in Montana Monday and Tuesday. So, Will, let's plan for that on Thursday, all right? Thursday with Judge Roy Moore. So Judge Roy Moore called Flip Benham today and said, Flip, I'm sorry. I need to repent because I have supported this partial birth abortion ruling, and I was wrong to do so. He said, I have trusted people. I trusted people who read the ruling for me, and now I've read it for myself. You know how many people we've heard that from since April? You know how many people, how many Christians, how many pro-lifers have called us and said, to Colorado Right to Life, thank you for posting the ruling on your website. I believed that this was a good ruling because I heard that from Jay Sekulow at the American Center for Law and Justice. I heard it from the Christian Law Association. I heard it from Kerry Gordon Earle, Tom Minery at Focus on the Family. I heard it at WorldNet Daily. I heard it from the American Family Association. I heard it from D. James Kennedy's ministry. Pretty much I heard it everywhere. But from Colorado Right to Life, and from Judy Brown of American Life League, and from the Reverend Tom Utner of Human Life International, they operate in about 100 countries, and from Brian Rohrbaugh of Colorado Right to Life, I heard that the ruling was evil. And so I read the ruling for myself, and so many Christians have said, as I read the ruling, it was hard to keep back the tears. You know, women have told me personally, they call up, they told me that it brought me to tears to read the ruling. Now, I don't know if I heard any guys admit that it brought them to tears, but I've heard guys say it made them sick. I know it made me sick. I was physically ill for most of a day. The day the ruling came out, when I needed to read it immediately. Why? Well, because Focus on the Family, they have a budget of about $120 million a year, and they have a Department of Public Policy and Judicial Analysts. And I don't know what they do, how they schedule things like this, but here at Bob and Yurt Live, we have no Public Policy Department. We don't have any judicial analysts on staff. We don't have an in-house law department. So we just have me and a couple volunteers and a few people who work half time. And so, but I had the opportunity a week after this ruling came out to speak to 300 pro-life Christians at the Capitol in Denver, Colorado, on the 40th anniversary to the day of America's first permissive abortion law for rape, incest, and the life of the mother and health concerns. So I had to know what this latest ruling said. So I read it, and it was brutally wicked. It was far more evil than Roe v. Wade, how brutally wicked it was. The ruling contains a virtual manual on how to kill late-term babies. And so we have heard from person after person from that day to this day who said, I read it for myself. I trusted people who read it for me. Now I've read it for myself. Gonzalez v. Carhart. And one of the things you'll find out, one is how evil our courts are. Two is the unintended consequences of National Right to Life strategy of regulating child killing. When they bring these evil laws, they're evil because they violate God's command, do not murder. They bring these evil laws as though they're religious conservative pro-lifers. They bring evil laws to our judges, and then they lobby our judges to uphold these wicked laws. And our judges uphold the laws, and when you read the ruling, you see how wicked it all is. And I understand that Samuel Alito and John Roberts do not care about their eternal souls. I understand that. They're lawyers first, Republicans second, Americans third, Christians, what, 12th? I don't know. But Jesus said, you must love me more than your own mother, father, sister, or brother. And if you're not for me, you're against me. And so I understand that they don't care about their souls or about violating God's enduring command, do not murder. They think God's command, do not murder, has nothing to do with them or their job. That's what they think. Boy, are they going to be shocked on Judgment Day, huh? Shocked to find out that God is angry that they authorized the slaughter of millions of children. They're going to be shocked. Say, oh, God, I thought that your command, do not murder, had nothing to do with me. And God will say, well, why did you think that? Well, because I was a judge. So what does do not murder have to do with me or my career? I thought it was not relevant. And God will say, well, then what is all of law based on if it's not based on my authority and my primary command to all governments, do not murder? What is law based on? Some inane agreement that human beings have that they can throw off do not murder, and then they have to be fastidious about all their inane regulations? Is that what you thought the murder of the innocent would be judged based on? Your absurd side agreement? Right? Human beings make these side agreements, whatever they call them. They could call them the Constitution of the United States. That's a side agreement. Because God has revealed the principles of justice that every government on earth must obey or suffer the consequences. So you get this side deal saying, okay, here are the rules. If we follow these rules, we don't have to worry about do not commit adultery. Right? The Ten Commandments for Republicans, the one on adultery, what does it say? It says, thou shalt not prohibit adultery. That's one of the, in the Ten Commandments for Republicans. Ten Commandments version 2.0. In fact, maybe I'll get to those if I have enough time at the end of the show. So these judges, if they don't care for their eternal souls, I sort of get that. But what is harder to deal with is that our Christian ministries don't care about the souls of these judges. They pass laws like, well, you can't kill your baby unless you get your parents' permission, or if you get a judicial bypass. So judicial bypass, what does that mean? Well, if your parents don't want to give you permission to kill your baby, you could go to the courts. And the courts will probably give you permission, as they always do. And even our Justice Priscilla Owen, who is a hero of the pro-life movement from Texas, she got one case before her, baby 10, and there was a clerical error. there was a clerical error in the paperwork. There was a filing deadline that was missed. So she said, oh, look, I'm pro-life. I'm a Republican, conservative, Christian pro-life judge, justice of the Texas Supreme Court. But this filing deadline was missed, so therefore I'm going to give you authority to kill your baby. Because what can I do? That's the law. That's not the law. That's lawlessness. That's just an excuse to kill a child. And you, ma'am, are a murderer. You are a murderer. You're guilty of killing baby 10. And Dr. Dobson and Jay Sekulow will let you sleep well at night because they praise you. And they don't really look to see if you kill kids or not, because that might put just a hurdle in their Republican Party absolute commitment. So there's a little snafu there. One of our Republican Party judges nominated by George W. Bush, one of our pro-life conservative judges, authorized to kill baby 10. Well, it wasn't her fault. She's just following orders. And that's why we tried the German judges at Nuremberg, because just following orders is not a defense for killing an innocent person. And surely our Christian leaders should know that, except our Christian leaders, this is not an exaggeration, they have adopted the defense theory at Nuremberg. That means the judges who slaughtered people, who willingly went along with the slaughter of innocent people, men, women, and children, those judges said, hey, it's not our fault. We're not guilty. We're just following the law. We're just following precedent. We're just following orders. And we said, no, that's not a defense. You are guilty. And guess what? We were right back then. And Dr. Dobson is wrong today when he says judges could rule to kill the innocent as long as they're following precedent. Dr. Dobson has become a moral relativist. He is now a secular humanist when it comes to the eternal souls of judges and lawyers and prosecutors and governing officials and the leaders of National Right to Life. He's become a moral relativist. He supports legal positivism. And we pray for him, just like we prayed for Judge Roy Moore. If you love Dr. Dobson, you're not going to defend his moral relativism, because that leads to the death of millions of innocent people. And Dr. Dobson doesn't want to go to meet the Lord in that condition. Jesus Christ died for our sins. And Dr. Dobson is forgiven of a sin, just like I'm forgiven of my sin, but I don't want to continue in my sin. I want to be corrected when I'm wrong. So I understand that these judges don't care about their eternal souls, but come on, Christian leaders. So it's exciting. Not a day goes by that we have an ad hoc coalition of pro-life leaders, and that ad hoc coalition is growing. More and more Christian leaders who are saying, we've been lied to, we've been deceived, this is the bad fruit of an immoral strategy. You know, why is it that all of our federal judges, as far as we can tell, all of them reject personhood and the God-given right to life? Why is it that all of them do? I understand that the Democrat judges reject the God-given right to life, but why is it that all of our judges do, as far as we can tell, all of them? The answer is because the Christian pro-life strategy of the last 30 years has been based on secular humanism, and we have told our own judges that the God-given right to life has nothing to do with it. You just have to follow the process. And we've told them that because then we can advocate these inane child-killing regulations and every so often get one passed and go to our donors and say we had another victory. And so we have raised how much for the partial birth abortion lie? How much for that? $250 million went to National Right to Life and Jay Sekulow and Focus on the Family and D. James Kennedy and American Family Association. And how many of them told their donors through those 15 years or so that not one baby would be saved by this ban? How many told them that? You think they all told them on a regular basis and said, oh, this is just a PR move. We're just trying to keep the issue in the news. So, praise God that Judge Roy Moore has the courage to recognize that this ruling is evil. And so now, Lord willing, we'll get to talk with him next week. And that will be exciting. Now, Colorado Right to Life, they have taken this extraordinary turn over the last year since Brian Rohrbaugh became the president. And what? Oh, by the way, I just told you that this leader said he's coming out here. Then I told you that. I also heard from today from a significant Christian media website. Significant. One of the significant websites where Christians go to get their news. And the editor said, Bob, I'm coming out there too. I'm coming out to Colorado. That's where things are happening. So please, let's get our schedules together. We need to talk. We got Christian leaders, leaders, every day saying, what can we do? We want to work with you. Could we come out? Who could we meet? Just wait for the Columbine Memorial to be unveiled. That's going to happen the day before. Now get this. We were in Kansas City a couple months ago. We're in Kansas City, and people heard we're from Colorado, and they said, we heard about the Columbine Memorial. And they asked, what are the words that are going to be engraved on the memorial? Because our local news reported that the words are secret. And we want to know, what are the words? So we said, well, the words are secret until the memorial is unveiled. And Brian Rohrbaugh is a Columbine dad. That is, his son Danny was murdered that horrific day. And so Brian was thrust into the national debate on our godless culture and evolution, Darwinism, which is the excuse that Harrison Klebold used to act out their hatred. They said, hey, the strong can kill the weak, and we're the strong, so we can kill the weaker organisms, and there's no consequence. When you're dead, you're dead. So we'll kill all the people we don't like. We're stronger than them. You know, the strong can eat the weak if they want to. So we'll kill the weak. We'll help evolution along. And then there's no consequence because we'll all be dead. Everybody's going to be dead anyway. So that's a complete denial of the Judeo-Christian worldview that we were created in God's image, and he will judge us. And so you don't get away with your sin. You don't get away with it. But suicide and the teaching to promote suicide by liberals, and by the way, increasingly by conservative pro-life ministries like National Right to Life. Oh, you didn't know they promote suicide? Yeah, they do. And I could name you half a dozen other conservative Right to Life groups that have promoted euthanasia, suicide. But anyway, Harrison Klebold, when the autopsy was published, was it the Denver Post had on page one, Eric Harris's shirt that he wore during the murders said natural selection. And they have never corrected their inane report that they did that day on page one of the Denver Post when they said natural selection. Eric Harris, when he did the murders, his T-shirt said natural selection, and they said, we have no idea what that referred to. It might have been an internet game. Oh, they never heard of Charles Darwin? Those lying liberals at the Denver Post? Or was it the Rocky Mountain News? I get confused. I think it was the Rocky Mountain News, actually. So the Denver Post, you guys have never corrected the Rocky, right? Have you done your article saying that Harrison Klebold blamed all this on evolution? That's what they said in their basement videos. The strong could kill the weak. So what are we going to do now? We've got Brian Rohrbaugh having his words engraved on this Columbine Memorial that will be unveiled September 21st on a Friday. Now, he was told by Jefferson County officials that all the other parents, their words were acceptable, but under his son's picture, his words were not acceptable. They had to be changed. And Brian fights. He's a fighter. And the way I think about Brian is it's like he walks down the street with lawyers in his pockets, and if somebody looks ugly, he sues them. No, I'm just kidding. That's probably that could easily be taken wrong. If somebody does wrong, Brian doesn't back down. He will fight them. He fights them. He's a fighter. And so Brian threatened to sue Jefferson County, the school district, the county, whoever. This is not going to proceed. We were told that we could put our own thoughts of our children on this memorial. That's why you raised all that money. That's why Bill and Hillary came to Denver to raise all that money, so the parents could put their own memories on this memorial. And are you going to return everybody's money because you raised it under false pretenses? Or are you going to let me put my recollection, my memory of my son? And Brian won that battle. So all the time, no one knew what Brian's words were that had been turned down. Not even the committee in charge of the memorial. Apparently only two people on the committee. Brian and two people, that was it. And Brian's family, I imagine. Even the committee didn't know. And so the media, once Brian won the right to have his words engraved on the memorial, the media came to him and said, okay, so tell us the words. And he said, no, they're private memories until the unveiling of the memorial. Well, that happens on September 21st, and that will be a news story that will go around the country and even around the world, as virtually every Columbine story does. Go to Europe, go to Eastern Europe, you'll see ads for Columbine issues. So that's September 21st. September 22nd, Brian Rohrbaugh will be at the Colorado Right to Life banquet the day after. This is extraordinary. The Inverness Hotel in the Denver Tech Center. And guess who the speaker will be? Do you know that late-term abortionist George Tiller was recently arraigned for 19 counts of illegal abortion? And that's thanks to Phil Klein fighting that issue in Kansas. He's the attorney general in Kansas who risked his career to prosecute an abortionist. And now Phil Klein is coming to Colorado to be the speaker at the banquet. And have you already, I'm asking the people in the audience, have you already registered for the Colorado Right to Life banquet? I'm looking at a few people in the studio audience. Have you guys registered? You haven't registered yet? How do you expect to get in a room? It's $60 a person. You pick, you know, beef, fish, or chicken. It's typical. And you call Colorado Right to Life. Their phone number is 303-753-9394. 303-753-9394 to register. And if you're listening to this right now and you're thinking of registering, just try to decide one of two things. Am I going to sponsor a whole table for 10 people? Or am I going to go just me or me and my wife or me and my kids? So think about that, and please help Colorado Right to Life. Help Brian Rohrbaugh, Phil Klein. Let's fight this thing and eventually stop the killing of kids. Maranatha Christian Center, what a great school.